Kia ora, folks. Welcome back to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. Trish here, and as always, I'm absolutely chuffed to have Denise and Dr. Lee joining me. Today, we're diving right into something that's become, honestly, non-negotiable for salespeople in the Kiwi property market: social media and digital marketing trends for 2025 and 2026. Plus, that ever-crucial topic, SEO for real estate in New Zealand. How's it going, team?
Hi, Trish. Stoked to be here. It feels like only yesterday we were talking about CPD and eco homes, but the social media landscape, goodness, it's spinning faster than a Wellington Southerly.
Whether you're just starting out or you've been at it since the fax machine days, you have to keep up if you want to get noticed, especially as more buyers and sellers are glued to their phones in 2025. Right, Lee?
Yeah, and it's not just the buyers and sellers. Let's call it what it is. It's everyone. I mean, my mother's poking around for open homes on her iPad now, right? What's wild is how much things have shifted. There's this expectation that if you're not on TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube, you're missing out on a whole slice of the pie, particularly for lead gen and, frankly, for staying relevant. The stakes got raised, Trish.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why so many agents are feeling the pressure to make their properties and themselves stand out online. But the days of just slapping up a few pretty photos are well and truly over. Let's get into what's actually working and why, starting with video. I mean, Denise, would you have guessed, say, even 3 years ago, that short-form video would be so central to real estate?
Never. I told Lee, no one wants to see my face on reels, but here we are. Short form video absolutely dominates, not just on TikTok, but Instagram, Facebook, even YouTube Shorts. The key, though, is making it authentic and quick. Viewers want a sense of the space in 30 seconds, maybe 60 if it's grand. And it doesn't have to be glitzy or overproduced. If anything, a bit of realness goes a long way. People want to see what a place actually looks like on a rainy Tuesday, not just a bluebird day in Ponsonby.
Totally. And the stats back it up. Video content, especially the snappy stuff, gets far more engagement than photos or blog posts. And here's a little technical tip for anyone listening. If you're keen to try these short videos, remember they need to be vertical, have captions, because not everyone's got the sound on, and if you can, add interactive features, polls, Q&As, even shoppable product tags. Platforms love that, and they'll push your content higher up the feed as a reward.
Couldn't agree more. I always say, if you're not showing the kitchen bench, you're missing a trick. But let the dog run through. Let the toddler chase the cat. That's the stuff that cuts through. And speaking of cutting through, have you both seen how AI tools are making video creation easier? I stumbled across a tool the other day that spits out scripts and edits clips for you. My producer brain just about fell out of my head.
I've tried a couple for captions, actually. You just upload your clip and voila, instant subtitles and even a little analysis of what's likely to keep viewers watching. Honestly, there's no excuse for not giving this a go, even if the tech feels intimidating. We talk about continuous learning a lot on this show for a reason.
And don't forget accessibility, closed captions, audio descriptions, those sorts of things. We covered inclusivity with Maori etiquette in a previous episode, and it applies here too. Make your content accessible, and you'll genuinely reach more people, which feeds back into your reputation, not just with buyers and sellers, but with the broader community.
Let's swing from pre-recorded content to live stuff, because live commerce is heating up. We're seeing this massive trend: agents hosting virtual open homes, live streaming on Facebook and even TikTok, fielding questions in real time. Denise, have you caught much of this in the Kiwi market?
It's picking up for sure, especially with younger agents. I've seen live auctions, sneak peek walkthroughs, and Q&A sessions where people can throw curly questions as they watch. Anything from, how old is that heat pump? to is the roof insulated? Live commerce isn't just for selling makeup and shoes anymore. It's definitely landed in real estate.
It's brilliant for engagement. People can buy into the experience without leaving home. And from a tech perspective, we'll see more AI and data-driven personalization showing up in these streams, like dynamic pricing or real-time bundles. Imagine showcasing a house and then, bang, viewers get a special offer or get shown similar homes based on their clicks. This stuff is coming in hard in 2025.
And I love that you can inject so much personality and, dare I say, a bit of fun. Throw in a quiz, a poll, a silly prize. People remember that stuff. It's community building, isn't it? Which brings us to our next trend. It's not about broadcasting to the masses anymore, but forging these vibrant little communities. Whether that's a Facebook group for residents in Devonport or a club for heritage home fans on Insta. Lee, you always say sales is about relationships more than transactions.
Guilty as charged. But it's true. Building micro communities creates trust and, frankly, repeat business. Go on. Share in the group. Celebrate birthdays. Answer questions about local schools. Just be a human being. And as an aside, this really overlaps with referral strategies and segmentation, which we talked about a few episodes back. The more you invest in these communities, the more resilient your business is to market swings.
The other side is collaborating with micro-influencers, the folks who might only have a few thousand followers, but those followers actually care. Forget the big names or generic ads. Partner with relatable personalities and real estate pros who know their patch. That's how you'll get genuine engagement, especially in niche pockets. First home buyers, pet lovers, empty nesters looking for smaller homes, you name it. Sometimes those micro-influencers are your own team or even your happiest past clients.
Spot on. It's like the old school testimonial got supersized. Let folks share their authentic stories and don't put words in their mouths. People will sniff out forced content a mile away. Plus, long-term relationships are gold. Stop thinking campaign to campaign. Nurture those partnerships and let them blossom well beyond the first sale.
This is a nice segue because the currency of trust is transparency. We're in a world where buyers and sellers want to see the humans and the process behind the logo, whether that means staff sharing what it's really like, heading up an open home after a storm, or proactively answering tough feedback on Facebook. Silence is basically suspicious these days.
Exactly. And brands, including individual agents, have to be upfront. Share the behind-the-scenes stuff, your learning moments, even your flops. Don't be afraid to show data like auction clearance rates or how many lattes it took for you to get through a tender week. It's all trust building. And if you have good Google or TradeMe reviews, put them out there proudly. But be ready to address negative ones honestly, too.
And let's talk about employee advocacy, because in 2024 and 2025, your people are your best marketers. Encourage your team to share their day-to-day, what excites them, even lessons learned from difficult deals. Those voices, real, unscripted, are pure gold for credibility. Don't script every post. Let them be themselves, within your values, of course.
True. Track engagement, but don't obsess over the number of followers. Those raw comments, shares, and conversations are worth more than the vanity metrics. If someone on your team is knocking it out of the park with a particular local audience, maybe they're plugged into the football club or a community garden, give them the spotlight. It's good for morale and even better for business.
And don't forget social listening. This is the year to start using those AI-powered listening tools. Don't just track when someone tags your agency. dig into sentiment, spot emerging neighborhood worries, and hear what people actually want. It'll drive your content and even your product direction. Get ahead of crises, too, by catching issues before they boil over.
Oh, absolutely. If you're not listening, you're missing out on insight. And remember, it's not about being everywhere, but being where your audience really is. You don't need to chase every trend. Choose what feels authentic to your market and your own voice. And for goodness sake, don't be afraid of a learning curve. Nobody mastered Instagram stories or whatever new thing they've launched since yesterday overnight.
Let's dig into the fun stuff. AI, hyper-personalization, and flashy new tools like virtual tours and AR. AI's changing the way agents connect with clients, from property recommendations based on their searches down to chatbots that schedule viewings, answer questions 24/7, and even generate your next Instagram caption. Lee, you always bang on about predictive analytics. How's that looking for Kiwi agents?
Can't help myself. Predictive analytics means understanding where the market's headed and what buyers are dreaming about. It's not sci-fi. Agents can use these tools to spot trends before clients do, whether that's heat maps of interest in up-and-coming suburbs or AI flagging when someone's about to buy or sell based on their digital behavior. Virtual tours are another game changer. Buyers from Wellington can walk through a home in Auckland from the couch. That's powerful, especially when you add on AR features like virtual staging.
And the best part? AI tools don't just make things faster. They make things feel personal and relevant if you use them smartly. You still need your local knowledge, the human side, the good neighbor feel. But if a chatbot can answer questions in the middle of the night, or if an AR app lets a buyer paint the living room, why wouldn't you give it a crack?
It's not about replacing agents, but about freeing you up to actually spend time with people instead of doing admin or chasing maybes. The more time you've got for real relationships, the better. So let the tech take care of the grunt work. This is my little soapbox. Be super clear about how you use people's data. Give clients control. Privacy is a big deal, especially as AI gets smarter. Transparency, again.
Everyone wants a personalized experience. We're not talking just emails with the right first name. Segment your audience, recommend properties that genuinely suit them, and use those AI recommendation tools ethically. Oh, and remember to mix things up. Don't let the algorithm stick you in a content rut. Throw in some content from other local perspectives. Support community events. Keep it real.
Just to riff on that, don't forget AR/VR isn't just for the high-end listings. There are budget-friendly options now, letting even smaller agencies compete with the big boys. Virtual open homes, gamified property tours, or even just a 3D floor plan. It all helps buyers visualize themselves in that space and hopefully get them one step closer to let's make an offer. Oh, and always disclose when you're using AR to stage furniture. Nobody wants to show up for the open day and find out the dining table was make-believe.
Right then, let's wrap it up by getting practical. SEO for realtors in New Zealand. I know the eyes glaze over, but this is so important. We're way past the stage where stuffing a few suburb names onto your homepage did the trick. Today, it's about providing real value, being visible in the right searches, whether someone's Googling Christchurch homes for sale or eco-friendly properties in Northland.
Yep, and don't just think it's only for the big franchises. Local agents can dominate with smart SEO. Claim your Google Business profile. Get reviews. Fill those photo slots with real team and property shots. And use those .nz domains so Google knows where you're based. Make every listing its own page. Use proper schema markup so Google understands it's a property. And don't forget about speedy mobile performance. Kiwis love searching on their phones. You want your pages loading faster than a barista at 8 a.m.
And get out of the habit of ignoring the technical stuff. Lazy loading images, making your site secure with HTTPS, fixing those broken links, it all builds trust with both buyers and Google's bots. If you're not doing it, your competition is. Also, don't neglect local content. Blog about school zones, new cafes, recent builds, or council changes. We've seen, what was it, Denise? Traffic shoot up for agents who post about best playgrounds in Wellington or pet-friendly developments in Auckland.
Oh, that's right. The trick is not just to think about the people already in your city. With migration and internal moves trending up, you want to be the agent who gets found by folks moving from Dunedin to Tauranga, or someone overseas looking for their next Kiwi base. Create content that answers their questions too, not just your local regulars.
Yeah, and never underestimate the power of local backlinks. Get listed on local directories, sponsor a school event, link up with the local news or council. Those are signals Google loves. The more you embed yourself in the digital fabric of your community, the more you'll rank and the more leads you'll get. Oh, and use structured data. Your listings will stand out in search results with prices, addresses, and pictures right there in Google.
So if you take one thing from today, don't rely on yesterday's tricks. Whether you're building a community on Facebook or optimizing for voice search in Gisborne, be bold, be local, and be genuinely helpful. Let's future-proof ourselves and our clients, because, let's be honest, there's no sign this digital wave is slowing down. Denise, Lee, anything else before we sign off?
Just keep learning, try new tools, ask for help if you need it, and don't be afraid to show your real self online. The market's moving fast, but we're all in it together.
And don't forget to enjoy it. Marketing can be fun if you let it be. There's always something new to try and plenty more to cover in upcoming episodes. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Cheers, team. Appreciate you both, and thank you to all our listeners for sticking with us. We'll see you on the next episode of Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite, everyone.
Till next time, stay curious.